Motion to approve the minutes. Oops. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from last month?
I'll move them.
Second.
Any changes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So let's go to the treasurer's report. And it looks like from what Mitch said, we haven't really changed a whole lot. It's just a matter of interest. So anybody have any questions about the treasurer's report? If not, let's move on to the habitat update. Chris?
Okay, so not a whole lot of change from the meeting in July. So 271 Park is still under construction, expecting an end of September completion date. I'll keep in contact with Steve Daniels on that one. The second property is 356 Third. That one has closed, and the Habitat lawyers are working through that to get us the reimbursement check.
How much is that going to be?
We're getting 20 back, 20,000.
20,000.
We put in 40 and getting 50% back for each property.
Gotcha. Alrighty, so we'll move on to the demolition bids.
Okay, I sent this off to everybody last evening. Danielle's email here, which shows the contractors' bids. Three of the five contractors really did not have any competitive bids. So it was really between all of them was between MJR and TNR Environmental. So let's see here. All but one property, my suggestion would be to go with the lowest bidder. My recommendation would be for the two Hornell properties would be to look at them as a combined bid. If we look at MJR, the first two properties versus TNR, the first two properties, if you looked at it from a combined standpoint, MJR would be the low bidder versus TNR. And it's easier to work with one contractor when we're bringing in the DPW trucks and to line everything up. It's just in obtaining the permits through the city, et cetera. It's much easier logistically to deal with one versus two because they can just move from one to the other. That would be my only recommendation that would be outside of the norm for these. Outside of that, it was nice to see five contractors bid on these where five. We have not had that many in years past. So that's nice to see.
So I agree.
Go ahead.
So anybody have any questions about what on the Hornell properties? Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so the outside of the Hornell properties, the Canis Steel property, the low bid was TNR Environmental. The two Campbell properties were, again, MJR, and the Townsend Road and Riverside would go to TNR Environmental.
I'd make that motion.
I'd second that.
So that's one Canis Steel and two Campbell?
That's correct. Or no, for TNR would be one can of steel, one Riverside. MJR would be two Hornell, two Campbell.
My phone is going in and out, so I heard the one Riverside.
TNR is one Riverside, one can of steel.
And one can of steel, okay. Any comments? If not, how about, we need a motion for this, right?
We have a first and a second on it.
Yeah, we have motion second.
Oh, I missed all that. My phone is going in and out. Okay, so any...
Yes.
You what?
You don't want to know.
I probably don't. Listen, in the mood I'm in, I could probably just let you know. There's nothing like being forced to sit in a chair and you can't get up. So,
oh,
dear. I know. Pardon me?
It comes with age.
Oh, that's not it at all. Just give me a break.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So any discussion on the motion?
Sounds good. Will that work best?
So what's the time frame?
So via the bids, they have a drop dead date of 11/1, but we're going to be looking to coordinate through September.
Yeah, sooner the better, right?
Correct. Yep.
All right. If there's no discussion, and let's have them. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Motion's carried. Awesome. Now, what about the rehab?
So the rehab in Riverside, Danielle and Doug finished up the specs for the RFP yesterday, sent them off to me for review. So they will probably hit the street end of this week. And then we'll leave them out for a month or so for contractors to review. And if they have any questions, to possibly meet them at the site to go over anything that they need. So whether it's September or October, we'll have a recommendation for award on that. So we're hoping to start, best guess, October, November.
Yeah. So with this meeting being pushed out a week, I don't know if we have enough time. Typically, we do like a 3-week turnaround for when the bids get posted. So it might be cutting it close, getting them back in for the September meeting, unless we have a special one to approve. But we'll get it on the website to try to get some additional contractors, send it out to our regular pool. And then we'll have a schedule, maybe like two different dates to do a walkthrough of the property, just so all contractors are bidding apples to apples and can see the actual site and ask questions.
Sure. This might be a good one to give them a week or two extra and then put it on for October.
Okay.
Can do that. Yeah. That makes sense. So have you gone inside?
Yes.
Do we know what does it look like? Is it a big rehab or?
I mean, it's not a big rehab. It needs new flooring, painting, the bathroom is somewhat updated, but it's not a complete hall. Definitely new kitchen cabinets, siding, roof, some porch work, windows, landscaping. And what we did is we tried to put in kind of like add alternates in there. So maybe some nicer finishes that we can always pull back if we need to, you know, depending on some value engineering. So I think it's going to be a great little house. It's a cute neighborhood. So we're looking forward to it. It shouldn't be a huge lift. It's just the price of supply and materials right now is what's going to kill it.
Sure. And the other rehab, Hilda, we will need to go into executive session to talk about.
Okay. Besides rehab? If not, next on the agenda was the next meeting for September, September 7th. Anybody have anything before we go into executive session? If not, can we have a vote to go into executive session?
And it would be based on possible litigation would be our basis for this.
So thank move you. For executive.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we are in executive session. Okay. Is everybody on that can be on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, Chris. Give him
second.
Second. All in favor of going out of executive session?
Aye.
Aye.
And do I have a motion to go out of regular session?
So move.
So move.
All right. Second. Anybody opposed? If not, all in favor of going out of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
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 All right, motion carried. We're adjourned. Thanks, guys. We'll see you in September.